Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And I'm so glad that you are here restarting your day today. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. I hope that everybody calls their mom, spends some time with their mom. I'm a mom. We got moms in here. We got blonde moms in here. What, tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Mother's Day?
Yes, yes. And so what we're going to do, we have tons of things to give away, and we have a great show for you to get again. So in my studio today, I do want to introduce, we got Anne-Marie. How are
Hello.
You, Anne-Marie?
I am fine, thank you.
What are you doing for Mother's Day tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are going with my two boys. We're going on our annual hike.
There you go.
And then I think we're going to take in a movie, and then in lieu of them cooking dinner for me.
You're letting them off the hook.
I'm letting them off the hook this year because the hike and the movie, so we're going to just probably order in and hang out.
There you go. All right. Well, we are going to go and do a barbecue, and I know Tom Spence, you've got something special planned, right?
Scarlet Bell.
Yeah. How'd you work that one out?
It's magic.
I know. It is magic over there. Anyways, great place to be. Anyways, and I wish your wife a happy Mother's Day. But I am so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. Gosh, we are going to be talking about some great things in our studio today. We've got Lisa Carey, California Strawberry Festival. Everybody write this phone number down right now. We've already been giving tickets away. We're giving tickets away on my Facebook. Like us at the Kim Pagano Show, but you can call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, to win tickets to the 31st annual celebration of the Strawberry Festival. And in fact, Lisa Carey just brought some amazing, are these like the most beautiful?
They are the most perfect, beautiful,
I know,
fragrant
they almost look
strawberries.
Fake, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I think one box is going to be gone before we leave.
I know. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, anyways, I do want to remind everybody, May 17th and 18th is the Strawberry Festival. Get over there. You can win tickets right here on the Kim Pagano Show. All you have to do is give us a call right now. We'll give a couple sets away right now, 419-0008. 419-0008, and definitely get over there. It's going to be a great day. It's from 10 to 6:30, and it's over at the Strawberry Meadows of College Park, right off of South Rose Avenue. And Lisa Carey is going to tell us about that in a little bit. Today's show, we have the three blonde moms, and we've got Beaumont Bacon in the studio. How are you?
Terrific, thank you.
All right, and also Joni Fagan, she is in the studio.
Hi, good morning.
I have to tell you, last Wednesday, I went over to the Ventura Comedy Club and saw you guys. Amazing. I'm telling you, you had everybody. There was a lady that was sitting next to me, and she kept saying, I can't breathe. And I'm like, do I go and like help her or what? But she said she has never laughed so hard. I'm Aww. Telling you, you guys were hilarious. It's really about being moms. It's about honoring we just had on our morning show, we had the Chicken Soup for the Soul, the multitasking mom, the lady that's been writing all of the books. It was an amazing show. If anybody missed that show, you can always go on my website, Kim Pagano Show. Listen to all our back shows there. We're also downloaded on iTunes, and we put them on Facebook. But let me just tell you, multitasking moms, that's really what you guys talked about. They're going to be joining me here too. Our first guest is Mandy Ingber. I'm sorry if you're on the line. And she's the author of Yoga Philosophy, and it's 28 Days to Ultimate Mind Body Makeover. So definitely, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And Mandy, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Yeah, and actually,
stoked that you sort of stumbled on my name and the name of my book because I was really nervous that I was going to mess up.
Oh, thank you. So I did it for you. I know. I was like, oh, God, I hope that. Because it is. It's like a mouthful. But
it is.
So go ahead, Mandy. You say it now.
Yogalosophy. My name's Mandy Ingber. And what I was going to say is I wanted it to be like a workout for your mouth.
Oh, there you go. You already had it in mind. But what an amazing book. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I can't wait to read it.
Well, a little bit about myself. Well, I'm a yoga instructor to the stars, and, you know, basically I'm just an all-around, I'm a girl who is looking to feel good about myself and life and to help other people feel good about themselves, and especially their bodies, because I actually was raised in LA, and yoga came into my life early on, and so did other, you know, modalities of eating and, you know, exercise and fitness. And I felt like there was something missing, which was like loving ourselves into shape, and, you know, like that's really important.
Mandy, I'm so glad you mentioned that, especially here with Mother's Day tomorrow. It is about, that's what my show is all about. I'm a hair therapist, so I always talk about, people come in and go, oh, I hate myself. And I'm like, okay, let's start all over. What do you love about yourself? And they look at me like I'm, you know, talking a different language. And so I start going, you've got beautiful eyes, you've got beautiful smile. And all of a sudden, it's like a flower that just opened up.
Aww.
Joni, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I love the yoga.
Yeah.
I was just, I had to get used to it. I went down dog and I couldn't get back up dog. It took me just a little while to get used to it, but now I'm much better at it. And you're right. And the breathing in it makes you really just be present in the moment. And Beaumont and I were just talking about that, how we all are doing so many things. We're texting and we're emailing and doing everything that we just need to stop and breathe and be there. And it's also good with flexibility.
There you go.
Yeah, it's important to slow down and really appreciate, you know, just appreciate what is in the moment. And yoga can definitely help us to do that. And I think we can bring that into our lives. You know, that's the most important, is that we can take it off the mat and we can bring it into everything that we do. So just as with, you know, self-love. And as you guys, like, as you're saying with hair, I have curly hair. And when I was a little kid, oh my gosh, I just hated my hair so much. And I actually, I had to learn to love it. I used to straighten it, you know. And then
I think, you've been on my show before, and I think we talked about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know what? We just had another guest in our morning show. We all want this skinny body if we're heavy. We want this, you know, taller, you know, everything we want differently. Instead of just honoring our transportation, honoring our hair that we were given, use the right products, enhance what you have.
Right. We all want what somebody else has.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mandy, Anne Marie here. I have a question. Whether it's a diet or yoga exercise, what are your top tips for sticking to a healthy routine?
Well, you know, my top tips, actually, I'm glad you asked, but that was number one is what we were just talking about, which is, like, love what you have now. You know, it's like you don't really have to lose weight in order to find things about yourself that are wonderful right now. So you don't have to wait to start feeling good about yourself.
Right, which goes back to our earlier show today.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, everything doesn't have to be perfect. Just start it, just do it.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's that, and then there's, you know, I think that people come up with these really lofty goals. So committing to short-term goals is something that works for me, which is why my book is like sort of it's a 28-day program, which is long enough to see results, but it's like each day has a different focus. So, you know, if you have a goal, like today, my personal goal is to drink 60 ounces of water. And so I've set that up for myself so that I can have success at the end of today instead of waiting. You know, like, oh, lose 5 pounds or lose 20 pounds. You know, those are too lofty. Something that you can manage and that you can do today gives you a win and it gives you positive reinforcement.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here. I'm wishing everybody an amazing happy Mother's Day. We got a full studio in here. I got the three blonde moms. I got, well, one dark mom. No, Henry. Right? We are the three blonde moms, and I've got Lisa Carey, and we got
actually also a brunette
two
May
dark
I add?
Moms, right? Okay, and then we got Tom Spence. Our phone number here is 419-0008. We have so many things to give away and so many events that I'm sponsoring right now. And I would love to give, let's see, how about a pair of tickets to the Love, Loss, and What I Wore? So let's right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking right now with Mandy Ingber, and we're talking about her book, Yoga Losophy. What a great name, you know. Now, okay, can you do this at home? Can my listeners do this at home? Do they buy your book and then they, you know, walk through it for 28 days?
Absolutely. It's, you know, the book itself has a lot of moving parts, so it's really picking and choosing. You know, I have in the book there are 3 diet options if you would like to do that. There's the main routine is my Yoga Losophy hybrid, which pairs a yoga pose with a toning exercise. So there's a 30-minute routine. It's real fun. It's quick. There's a pose of the day, a playlist of the day, a recipe of the day. So and then breathing exercises and optional activities like making a vision board. You know, I just included a lot of different things because for me, I'm not always motivated by the same thing every day. And so I wanted the user to be able to, you know, take what they like and leave the rest kind of thing.
Hi, Mandy. You know? It's Joni again. Hi. Okay. You know, yoga was so, I'll tell you something. I lost 35 pounds last year.
Oh, good and for you.
Thank you. I put 12 back on, but...
Okay.
I'm still on the winning side. But the yoga made me, I had to lose a little bit of weight to feel like I was confident to get into more exercise. But yoga made me so conscious of every single part of my body, you know, and really just made me aware. And again, with the breathing. But you're right. The baby steps, like drinking a lot more water helped me so much. And having baby goals, like just as simple as, you know, move more, eat less.
Exactly. So those are the, exactly. That's a really good way to put it. And that's another one of my tips is, you know, you have choices. So when you slow down long enough to connect with your body, you actually want to do healthier things. You know, sometimes we just kind of rush. Oh, I don't want to deal with it. We just put on a baggie, you know, something baggy, and we just run around and forget about our bodies.
Oh, God. See, you know what? Okay, so you know who the 3 blonde moms are, don't you? Have you ever seen them? They're comedians. And let me tell you. Oh, my gosh, you are missing out, girlfriend. I'm telling you.
I'm going to Google that right when we get off.
Yeah, okay. Well, so what
well,
was
Well, I did
that?
Talk about dieting. I said that I tried to do sit-ups and get the 6-pack, and all I got was a keg.
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. And that comfortable pair of sweats, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm walking.
Get out of there.
Well, I think we all have this vision of, well, not all, but a lot of people think, oh, you know, time goes so fast when you start getting busy, you're working, you have family, and then you lose track of what you look like, you know, I think. And you'll walk by a window, and I used to see, like, a reflection of a lady in the window. I'm like, who's that lady? I'm like, oh, that's me.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was like, oh, these sweats felt like they look good.
Yeah, they felt good, but they didn't look good. So, oh, gosh, I love it. Anybody that's
joining us.
I'm letting
my grays grow in right now because my grays make me feel blonde.
Okay. That's enhancing. Okay, that's enhancing.
Gray is the new blonde.
Oh, there you go. See? I don't know, you know?
Okay, Mandy, Anne-Marie here. Let's get back to your book
a little bit.
Yeah,
she's getting back to business.
Let's get back
here,
to business,
you know, here. Yeah, that's why I have her here.
In your book, you give us some examples of visualizing and intention setting. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's actually a great thing. That's like my next tip, which is, you know, when you start to when I was younger, I gained a lot of weight. You know, when I was in my early 20s, and I remember I went to Europe, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to take a look at my body because I did that thing. I used to wear pajamas everywhere, and so I took off my clothes and I looked at my body, and I was definitely heavier. You know, I gained like maybe 30 pounds, 40 pounds. And I started, but what I did was I looked in the mirror and I was like, you know what? I can still see my body, like my frame, my shape underneath these layers. And I started to focus on seeing that self, you know, instead of focusing on like what was wrong. And, you know, what started to happen was I just was always holding that in the back of my mind, visualizing like the perfect body that was underneath a couple of layers. And my body really did start to fall into place when I kept that in mind and I started to positive self-talk. And just focused on, like we were talking about earlier, the things I was grateful for about my body. And, you know, so that's something that I really, I know it's hard to believe, but it has a lot of power.
And it does go a long way toward making your meeting your goals.
It does. And I actually, you know, in my book, I also have people do like a vision board, because that to me also, it gives your eyes something to focus on, and it charges you emotionally. It gets you excited about the thing, you know, the goal. And in a way, just when you're exercising or practicing yoga, or even if you're just walking by your vision board, it reminds you and it charges you emotionally, so that you start to resonate at that level. And for me, all of the dreams that I put on my board have just come through very naturally and organically. I'm actually going to be doing a workshop in New York at the Omega Institute on June 13th through 15th, where we're gonna practice yoga, we're gonna do vision boards, we're gonna do visualizations and meditations and all this stuff designed to help create, you know, create a reality.
You know, Mandy, what I love about your book, and this just works for me. I don't know if anybody else, but that one day at a time, you know, breaking it down where you actually tell me what to eat, tell me what exercise to do. I'm like, you know, I have so many things going on in my life that if I can open up a book and go, okay, this is what I have to do today. Okay, tomorrow, right, this is what I have to do. And right, obviously you are an instructor to the stars. So is that something that it works for everybody? Am I not the only one that works for? Is that how most people are?
Yeah, I think that, you know, even if you're Jennifer Aniston or Kate Beckinsale, you know, just to get name droppy, yeah, that's why they hire me, because just like they want someone to tell them what to do.
We all do. I think we all do. What about you ladies over there?
What, you don't have George Clooney? I don't get it. I have George Clooney in my corral, so.
There you go.
He does what I tell him to do in baby steps.
Ah, there you go. I love it.
Actually, Mandy and Jennifer Aniston are on my vision board.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I made the video.
Okay, Mandy, so do you have upcoming events or retreats right here in California that you can talk about?
I don't in California, actually. Well, yeah, I don't have anything. I'm going back east in June. So if you want to come see me, you got to travel.
Okay.
I'm doing an event for the Red Sox Foundation east in Boston, where I'm teaching from home plate at Fenway Park, which I'm really excited about.
My hometown.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Can we go stay with your mom? And
absolutely.
Go there?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
okay. I'll
want her to come. There. So, yeah, that's on June 8th. And then on June 13th through 15th, I'm doing the Omega Institute in upstate New York. Which I'm
but do you have a website or an app that people can, you know, learn more about you?
I have my website, which is mandyingber.com. And I've got my Yogalosophy page on Facebook. I'm, you know, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Ms. Mandy Ingber. And I'm on Instagram now. And there is a Yogalosophy app of the book coming out, but I don't have a hard date for that. I wish I did.
Okay.
I could get in there and tinker around with it myself.
All right. Well, Mandy, I love it. I'm going to follow it 28 days. I'd love to have you back. You know, I love what you're doing. And it's really about loving yourself, loving your body, and living in the now. That's what
absolutely
it's all about. Well, you know what? I want to thank you for being a guest on our show. And I hope that you share your Mother's Day with somebody out there.
Oh, thank you, darling.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I've got Lisa Carey from the Strawberry Festival. That's right. You are not going to want to miss that. That is the 31st one. And it's May 17th and the 18th right here in Oxnard. Lots to go on. She brought in these amazing, beautiful strawberries that are going to have tons of strawberry beer, strawberry pizza, strawberry everything. We're going to find out all about that. I love that day. And so stay with us. Our phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Let's give away another set right now to the Strawberry Festival. Give us a call, leave us your name and number and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Struggle with with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here starting your day, restarting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show. We have tons of giveaways there, too. And we are the brighter side of the 805. I've got Anne Marie in the studio. I've got the three blonde moms. I got two of them here. And then I've got Lisa Carey from the Strawberry Festival. We got Tom Spence. And of course, our phone number here is 419-0008. I do want to remind you of all these amazing events that we have going on right now. Caneo Valley Days right now is happening. Get over there to Caneo Creek Park and you know, go and engage in all the great things over there. Also, I've got the California Jazz and Wine Festival coming up next Sunday, May 8th, 1 to 4. We have been giving tickets away for that, so get your name in. And if you don't get your name in and win, you can always go to their website, californiajazzwine.com, put in the code 1414, and you will get one of my special deals. Also, gosh, I do want to talk about Miss Senior Caneo Valley preliminary pageant. You know, isn't that amazing? Even seniors, they have their own pageant. And definitely you can go and check that out. It's over in Thousand Oaks. But if you want to find out more about it, you can always call 818-883-8975 and talk to Susan Cashman. Go find some beautiful seniors out there that want to still show their beauty. That's what it's all about. And right now, we are going to talk with Lisa Carey for the Strawberry Festival that's coming up. And it's our 31st one, and it's May 17th and 18th. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah,
it's nice to be here.
Yeah, we've been talking about this on Facebook and promoting it. And you got lots of people out there. So tell us, what are we going to expect?
Well, you know, I think the wonderful thing about it is there's something for everybody, and really something for everybody, because it takes place on 15 acres, and a lot of people kind of don't get that it's pretty big until they get there and they go, oh, well, where's that? Oh, well,
How long have you been promoting it?
Oh, my. Now you know.
Yeah.
Past that. 18 years.
Can you believe that? I mean, and she does a fabulous job. I'm telling you, people show up from all over. I remember walking when, actually, I guess it would be my son, who just turned 18, I was pregnant, walking over the fire, you know, mm-hmm. where it used to be at the old one. And you do a great job. Tell us all the things that you
Thank
have
you.
There.
Well, we have live music on two festival stages. And so that's going on throughout the day. And there's really some great bands. We've got the Mariachi Divas, all women power.
Oh, I love it.
Yes,
okay.
They're two-time Grammy Award winners. And the Young Dubliners, they're an internationally known group. They're really popular. And on the local end of it, we have Dirty Rice. They're fabulous. And there's also another group that just won. We had a Barry Battle of the Bands contest, and they're called the Coat and Colors, and they're going to be out. They're from locally here. So there's also some tribute bands, Bon Jovi, and funk, folk, everything.
You got it all happening. Talk about one. You have a couple contests. You get so many people involved. One, the poster contest.
Right. Well, you know what? That's what's so great about this festival, because leading up to it, we have the poster contest. That's open to anybody who wants to participate.
And who won it?
And a wonderful woman who's a muralist from Simi Valley.
Simi Valley, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you'll see her artwork when you get to the festival. It's going to be gracing posters and t-shirts and things like that. Then we have a youth art contest, and this year we had 1,800 students that participated.
Wow.
from throughout the districts, and a lovely young girl won. She's a sixth grader, and so we gave her, she has VIP tickets, and they're making her design onto a shirt for the kids. And then we also have the Berry Blast Off recipe contest.
Okay, that's what I want. So okay, yeah.
This is
one
all
of these years I want to be a judge for that, yeah. Because I think that would be so fun. But what is that? Tell us.
Well, we open it up to anybody who wants to submit a recipe. It has to be an original recipe. And it's open to people, but you can't have a baking involved, because what happens is then we have a semifinals, and there's five that are chosen. And then we just had that, and then those two that win go to the Berry Smackdown, and that's at the Strawberry Promenade at the event. So what they're going to be doing is cooking in front of everybody, preparing it, and then they have a different panel of judges, and they determine the winner. But it's so you get these really unique dishes where they're sweet and savory, and the two finalists, we've got, well, Spence was out there judging too, so he was getting his fill, and it was a hard choice. But we have a cilantro and lemon shrimp over salad with strawberries and goat cheese, and that's one.
That sounds amazing.
And then this young lady from L.A., Linda Kwan, put a really unique dish together that's chicken wings. You know, you think of hot chicken wings, but they're crusted with strawberry, and then there's a strawberry dipping sauce, and it's like it's infused in the chicken wing, and you would not imagine strawberries in heat.
That's amazing.
It's kind of like got a sweet and sour thing going on.
All right. Well, this is a good segue into my favorite part of the festival, which is the food. So tell me, what is the most popular?
Oh, you know,
I love that question.
Yeah, because I think we did that a couple of years now, and it's interesting. We got a lot of callers, and maybe let's do that right now. Let's say, are we going to give out the answer? Should we give out the answer? I don't know. Well, you know,
it's up to you, but there is one that's the most popular, but there's so many to choose from. Okay, I think that's
why don't you just name them, but we won't tell what it is, and the winner will actually, you can tell me, we'll write it down, and the winner will get a 4-pack to Strawberry
that'd
Festival.
Okay, so we're gonna get it.
419-0008, 419-0008.
And you're gonna tell us the top five?
Yes. Yeah,
and then the caller will...
Yeah, the caller
winner,
needs
the
to
winner
pick
will get the most
the
popular.
Yeah, okay. What the most popular
you
one
You know,
is.
It's difficult to say the top five, but if I just say some of the others that are, you know, popular too. But I think the thing that's great about it too is that these are all nonprofit groups that put these foods on. So they get 100% of the proceeds from their sales. And for many, that's their fundraiser for the entire year. And it really makes a difference. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's strawberry pizza, which you think that sounds really bizarre, but it's so delicious.
Okay.
It's not a baked pizza. It's,
yeah, it's like
more
a
of a dessert.
Yeah,
like a cookie kind of pizza. Okay. So there's not tomato sauce on
there. No, there's gobs of strawberries and whipped cream and a secret sauce that they will never give the recipe for. Then we have deep fried strawberries and there's strawberry kebabs, chocolate dipped strawberries, strawberry tacos, strawberry nachos, strawberry popcorn, strawberry crepes. Then, of course, you have all of your strawberry smoothies, and there's a strawberry funnel cake.
And one of my personal favorites.
I love, and you know, it's interesting. There's strawberry beer that's really good.
I was just going to say strawberry beer too. Yeah.
You know, it's got a sweet little, but you get the fizz. It's not oversweet. It's really unique.
Yeah. Lisa, tell everybody exactly where it is, because you always have shuttles and extra parking and all that stuff for people's convenience. Again, I want you to write this phone number down, 419-0008, 419-0008. For a 4-pack, what is the most popular food at the Strawberry Festival? If you are a winner, you will win that.
And I could give you a clue. The group that puts it on were one of the original members of the nonprofits that have joined us. They've been with the festival since it began.
Mm, okay.
I know what it is.
Okay. Give it away. I gave the clue.
So where is it?
Well, the festival is at College Park in Oxnard, and the best way to get there is to make use of the shuttles. And we did that so that we would cut down on traffic and expedite people getting in and out. And it's really worked great. In fact, last year we had over 30,000 people rode the free shuttles to get in. And you get direct access. So you can wave at everybody as they're in line with traffic because you listened to your show and you're following what's really the ideal way to get there.
Perfect.
And we have locations at Camarillo Outlet Center. It's kind of on the fringe of it near where the Ventura County Star is. There's a lot that's designated and they're marked as well, and you can get that info on our website too. And then there's another one at Palms and at the Collection and Santa Clara High School and Channel Islands Harbor and the Oxnard Transportation Center.
Okay, well.
And are tickets available the day of the event?
Yes, you can get them online, and then you don't have to stand in line when you get there. But if you choose to purchase them, you can, and they take cash and credit cards.
So at the door. Okay.
Right.
And is there like arcade stuff and vendors?
Yeah, I know. I never got to that.
Yeah, we didn't get to that.
There's so much. But there's over 200 arts and crafts, and this is a juried showcase. So it's these amazing items. We have about 10 states represented, artists from 10 states come. And it's really unique because you're not going to find anything that you would find in a mall or anything. It's all handcrafted. And they also have specialty foods that they offer. And it's really great to stroll along and see the art, and you visit with the artists. And many times they'll personalize the items for gifts, you know, and just get that personal touch. I have so many things throughout the years around my house, and people come, they go, "Where'd you get that?" And then they know my mantra, the California Strawberry Festival.
That's right. How many people do you actually get there? Because, I mean, I've been going as long as, mm-hmm. I mean, forever. It just keeps getting busier and busier. But
well, you know, we're fortunate because the park was under construction a couple years ago, and we got through that, and now it's been enhanced. So we have about 60,000 people that come through the weekend, and we've really laid it out well so that there's areas where you can get your food and then you can enjoy the music, and there's plenty of seating. And then the Strawberry Land for kids has rides and attractions, and it has a stage that there's ongoing entertainment with puppet shows and magicians and clowns.
And where do all the proceeds go to?
I'm glad you asked that, because it's kind of a layered approach. So the nonprofit Food Boosts, they get 100% of their proceeds from the weekend.
Right.
So that could be a church group that wants to put in a air conditioner, or it could be a school group that doesn't have the funds to rent a bus so that their kids can compete in athletics, or they want to retop the pavement. And, you know, so those kinds of things are really right direct into the community. And then each year we host the Dr. Cotto Scholarship. And we just awarded those, and those go to youngsters that are going off to college, and they're in the area, and there's a criteria. And so those are awarded each year. And then we work with the California Strawberry Commission.
Wow.
And the key part about that is that we award money that goes to kids that for higher education, but they have to be related. They have to have a relative who works in the industry and in the fields. So that's being really conscious about that mission of staying true and giving back.
Wow. You have touched, I mean, there's so many people that are touched by this, and I love it. I mean, it's really one of my favorite things, and you get so many people out there. You do a great job. Again, I want to remind everybody of the California Strawberry Festival, and it's homegrown, delicious fun with proceeds benefiting the community. Mm-hmm. And what a great thing. Again, it's the 31st annual one. It's May 17th and 18th, and it's over at the Strawberry Meadow of College Park, and it's right off of South Rose Avenue. So what's the website?
It's strawberry-fest.org.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa Carey.
Thank you.
And again, gosh, we have tons of tickets to give away. I want everybody to get out there and get some tickets. Lisa, if they don't get them from me, win them on here, where do they go to get their tickets?
Well, they can go online and purchase them. You can purchase them from our Facebook, There's a link, and then you can get them when you arrive at the festival.
Perfect. All right. Again, let's give away another set right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to wish everybody, including my mom, a happy Mother's Day. And I want to remind you all that our next guest is the Three Blonde Moms. And we're talking about moms. We're talking about honoring the person that brought us into this life, right? And I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and you.
Well, thank you so much. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you, thank you for making us one of Ventura's favorite radio shows. Again, I appreciate that. We'll be right back.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us and restarting your day here in a positive way on The Kim Pagano Show. I have Anne Marie in here, and, of course, Tom Spence and Beaumont Bacon and Joni Fagan. They are one of the blonde moms.
Yay.
And I'm going to say we're three blonde moms, right?
Yeah.
Right there. And Anne-Marie is the one.
And I'm the outcast.
No, you're actually the special one.
you're one appointment away from being in the show.
I love it. But I do want to wish all of my moms out there, including my mom and my mother-in-law and everybody out there, a happy Mother's Day. And I want to know that you made a difference in my life. That's what it's all about, is really showing, you know, who and what they've done in our lives, and showing and taking a moment to say thank you. We do have lots of giveaways, and we're on our last day to give this away. We've got tons of callers, and I do want to promote it one more time.
Right. It's the Bella Capri Inn and Suites. We have a one-night stay, a $90 toward a one-night stay. You can upgrade and pay the difference between that and a suite, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, it's like $169,
right.
And it's beautiful.
Fabulous, fabulous deal. Plus, you get two VIP tickets to the cafe next door, which is the Old Town Cafe. Awesome food. Two VIP tickets to either breakfast or lunch. So today's the last day to call in to enter into the drawing.
Yeah, 419-0008, 419-0008. I also want to tell you about another great place. If you're over in Camarillo, Good Morning Cafe, they are having a Mother's Day special over there, a brunch, and homemade bread pudding, homemade beef enchiladas, peanut butter and jelly, French toast, and French toast with just fresh berries and bananas. Everything they do over there is fresh. It's a family affair. Go say hi to Christine and Shana. And all their stuff is like cinnamon rolls, and it's amazing over there. Anyways, they are located in the 99-cent store in Camarillo, right off of Arneal, and their hours are every day of the week, 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So go tell them that Kim said to send you over there, and go have a great Mother's Day breakfast over there.
Oh, that sounds so good. My mouth is watering
right
now. I
know. Are we hungry or what?
Oh, my gosh. And the Strawberry Festival, I was thinking, since it's next weekend and Mother's Day's tomorrow, that people could buy it for Mother's Day gifts, right?
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Strawberry pizza.
Yeah, and then another thing that is actually next weekend, which is May 18th, 1 to 4, California Jazz and Wine Fest. Another great Caneo Creek Park, Thousand Oaks. There's so many things going on. Ambrosia is going to be playing over there. And definitely, that's another Mother's Day. Make sure you get one of these things that we're talking about so that you can get in. Our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to talk about the Three Blonde Moms right now. I was just there Wednesday at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. You guys were hilarious. It's funny because the things that you talk about are actual things that we really are going through, right? And as women, as moms, as multitaskers, and you guys make it funny. So tell us a little bit about yourself for all my listeners that might not have seen you over at Civic Arts Plaza, and that's where I had you first on. And I brought a huge ladies' night group over there, so I love what you guys do.
Thanks. Thank you. Beaumont, you want to, you have the older teen daughter at this time.
I do. I have the oldest children. I have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old, and have been doing stand-up for years, and met up, Joni and I used to know each other from all the comedy clubs, as well as Donna. And
so did you always know you were funny?
I think in high school, I kind of had an idea. I apologize for the coffee breath. We're sharing a microphone. I think Beaumont just passed out with the coffee breath. But sorry about that. I had garlic last night.
I'm back. I'm back.
I'm rethinking the eggs and onions for breakfast. Sorry about that.
Gosh.
Anyway, yes, we've known each other forever. And I think that since high school, I kind of knew that I was destined to be going towards comedy.
Yeah.
We started with the acting. I did drama festivals in high school, and I won awards. It was fantastic.
Well, what I love about you, the three of you, because obviously there is Donna Cherry, right, who is gone today, right, because she's actually doing a
audition
somewhere else. Yeah.
What's that all about?
Hello.
By the way, she is a former Miss California.
I know.
And
I
sings
know.
Like nobody's business.
Yeah. But we got the strawberries. So
I love it. I love it. But you guys all represent a different kind of mom, and I love that. And so, Beaumont, what kind of mom are you?
I'm tough.
Yeah, you are.
I'm from the South, and it's just no shenanigans with the kiddos. I rule. But I'll be the first to say when I'm wrong.
There you go. What about your husband? Because you talk a lot about
Angus.
The joke.
Oh, we love Angus. He is the best daddy.
There you go.
He's the best husband. And matter of fact, tomorrow's my 27th wedding anniversary.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us about that, because, you know, that's kind of something that you do on your act. And I'm telling you, there was a lady sitting next to me that couldn't breathe. and she.
About the anniversary?
Yeah. You know, just about.
What I wear for him?
I don't know about
it's
that.
It's the strawberry pizza.
Yeah.
But, it's the funnel cake.
Yeah. It's about 27 years, you know. Do you still like your husband after 27
years? Oh, I adore him.
Yeah,
absolutely adore him. And it is part of living in the moment, but we also live in India, so I don't get to see him that often.
Oh, so that's why it's so convenient.
Yeah. It's like, well, I haven't seen that in a while.
We've been married 27 years, but seen each other 3 weeks.
There you go. That's the keys to a successful marriage.
No. That and strawberries.
There you go. I love it. But, you know, you're hilarious. I think you're so down to earth. You just kind of say it like it is, you know. I don't know. Give us a little hint of your what you talk about.
Yeah. Tell how old a woman is by how high her underpants go.
Okay.
Because when we're young and there's a little mic cord around here somewhere, your panties are just so low. Nothing and tiny, and they just hide and every nook and cranny. It's the Thomas English muffin panties. And I used to fold my underwear with a jeweler's loop and a pair of tweezers. And now it's like folding a king-size sheet where I have to put half of it under my and then fold it like the American flag and have to store it in the garage because the underpants are huge. Now, my mother wears a turtleneck. So it just keeps rising.
Ladies, I get the feeling that your characters during your show, that is who you are. You're not putting on another act.
Yes and no. Like I'm sort of the Martha Stewart wannabe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Awkward.
I'm the multitasker. It's like I'm the mom that walks outside the house and all the other moms run back in. It's like, quick, she's got a latte and a bedazzler.
And I like it that last night somebody did not know what a bedazzler was.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That was at another show, right? But at ours on Wednesday, the same thing. It was interesting because do you mostly get women that come watch you, or do you get a lot of men?
During the week. During the week, it's more women. It's maybe like 80-20%. Yeah. But on the weekend, people bring their husbands and their neighbors because it is good for the whole family and everybody.
And I think it's important for men to see what we are going through as women.
And still love them. We still love them.
There you go. I love it. So, Joni, tell us a little bit about yourself and your character.
Sure. Well, I birthed three blonde moms a little over a decade ago, and I've always been kind of perky, a little high strung. And so I thought it'd be funny to have two completely different moms other than myself. And I've got this Beaumont Bacon Feisty here
who just tells
it like it is. And then we have the hot mom in the cul-de-sac. Not that you're not hot.
You
are very, she's hot and feisty. So the mom that really just does the mani-pedis and everything's put together. I'm the mom that walks out who thinks she's together, but I have like a Velcro roller stuck on the back of my head. You know, like I'm trying to pull it all together, but not quite. And I think that the overachiever kind of multitasky thing is very much me, but I try very hard to be Martha Stewart. And then things happen, like in that first year when you're half asleep, like baby monitors pick up voices from other houses. Did you know that?
So tell us about
that. Oh my gosh, like things happen in motherhood you just don't even expect, you know? I was in the kitchen, my daughter was in her room, and I heard, ¿Dónde está la casa? Oh, es muy lejos de aquí. I was like, oh, she's bilingual. And she's not even lingual. It's like, oh my gosh, she's a genius. Get a piano. I had no idea. And then also kids with sugar, you have to be careful with the sugar. No one told me about that. And my sister has four teenagers, and that's a whole different phase.
Yeah.
Because the nephews, they don't speak after a while. They grunt.
Yeah.
It's like, I got two of those. Do you really? Oh my gosh.
I got two boys, yeah.
My nephews, I'm like, how's school? And then I don't know if my nephews are coming or going. The hair's in front, the hair's in back, and the pants are down. And I'm pretty crafty. I don't know if that's Velcro or double stick tape or what.
Anne-Marie, you've got two boys. Can you relate to that?
You know what? No, they do not wear their pants like that, I'm happy to say.
Oh. Okay.
But I know there's a lot out there. So tell me, do other moms look up to you? Do they think you're funny?
Of course.
We sell out venues that are like 750 seats across the, the country.
They think we're doing something right.
Yeah. And the thing is that they identify with is that we are them and they are us. You know, it's like I look in the audience and it's a Beaumont and a Joni and a Donna and everybody. So if you aren't one of us, you probably know one of us.
Yeah.
You know?
So what are some of your the craziest mommy moments that actually make you happy to be a mom?
Oh.
And not embarrassed by it.
Well, waking up every day, but my daughter did just turn 13. So, you know, when I pull up to school now, she puts her game face on.
Yeah.
Mommy, turn down the radio. Oh, my gosh, don't be so perky.
Isn't that so funny how that, all of a sudden, everything you knew, you don't anymore, right?
Yeah.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. We're talking about moms. We're talking about it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and I've got two of the blonde moms here, and we're talking about they're comedians. You got to look them up. You got to get a chance to go and see them sometime. They're one of my favorite groups of comedians. You talk to each different one, and you pull a different personality of each of you. I love how Beaumont was on my show before. Beaumont Bacon. What the heck?
I'm the other white meat.
I love it. I mean, it's so healthy to laugh.
Yeah.
It really is. My dad always used to tell me he's the one who has like the greatest personality, and it's like just find some humor in your life and you can get through it.
You know what, Kim? That is the one thing that people say after the show. Thank you so much. I needed that.
Yeah.
Because it feels like an hour and a half of just, laughing, and then they feel lighter and they feel renewed, like the next day they can start all over again.
But it makes you wonder, I don't understand anybody that goes through their day without laughing.
Yeah, laughter's so important.
Yeah, but sometimes, we forget. And it was just like a couple of our guests that we've had on there. It's, I'm not thin enough, my house isn't clean enough, I don't have the right car. Yuck, throw all that out the window.
I wouldn't have them on the show anymore. That's how you do that.
Well, no, we actually know that's what we represent is living in the moment and being who you are.
And
that's
grateful. What it's all, and grateful for everything. And so that's another thing is that people are like, I never thought I could laugh about that.
Yeah.
It's like we talk about our real lives and they're like, that's kind of funny, and ironic. And I'm going through the same thing.
I have that too.
Yeah, I have that too. Like Beaumont's learning how to date her husband again after the kids are growing up. That's a whole phase.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Yeah, empty
having
nesting.
Having to be nice.
Yeah.
And have to dress up and brush my teeth. What?
What? Huh? Yeah. And you talk about, you have a date night, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay. Well, you want to go?
Yeah.
Are you asking me out?
There you go. Yeah. But you and the time that you guys have Tuesday nights?
Tuesday night is date night, and we go to the movies because you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
And I still make him stand in the line to get the concessions, just like always. But I have, once you've been married 27 years, I don't know what happens to the communication because you're just like,
you got to see her face. Her face, I'm telling you.
You just grunt at each other.
Yeah. So. And pretend.
No.
Okay.
I'm true to form.
Okay.
I don't fake it.
Okay.
If you're going down that path.
I pretend like I'm you on my date night.
Good. Oh, I love it. I love it. Gosh, anybody that is just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Don't you wish you would have gone now?
I'm so sorry I missed it.
I know.
So what I
Where
needed.
Is the next place
Well,
you're
this
be?
Weekend we're in Murrieta, so we drove all the way up here for you.
I love it.
We're in Murrieta, near Temecula.
Yeah.
And we have two shows tonight at Aces Comedy Club on Saturday, and then we have a Mother's Day show actually tomorrow in Murrieta at Aces. But Ventura Harbor Comedy Club is kind of where we started because Randy and Andy are good friends of ours.
Yeah,
they're great.
Great place.
Yeah, so that was really fun. What a crazy night that was.
Yeah.
Right?
So when are you going to be local again? Thousand Oaks or where are you going to be?
Yeah, Joni.
Let me make a call. No, I'm just kidding. We've been at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza 6 times.
Okay.
So we'll probably rotate back in at the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Where do you both live?
In the I'm in Woodland Hills.
Oh, okay, you're close.
Chatsworth.
Oh,
we say we're three unlikely friends in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
It's the cul-de-sac of the valley.
I love it. You guys are so fun. I'm so glad that you've been here and that I wanted you to keep coming back, okay? Because that's what it's all about. I love what you guys do. You make me laugh. That is probably the best medicine anybody could ever
have. Strawberries.
And there you go. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Strawberry pizza. It's practically like eating a salad.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody that you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, ladies. Three Moms, is there a website that they can find you?
Oh, yeah. Three Blonde Moms. It's the number 3, not the word 3. You'll get a whole different set of moms. So it's the number 3, BLONDEMOMS.com. Also, Beaumont and I had a podcast show at the Lovitz, Universal, called The Joni Show. So check that out, JoniShow.com.
Okay.
And but ThreeBlondeMoms.com. There's video there and audio there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Anne-Marie, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Kim, and
happy Mother's Day to everybody.
And Tom Spence, happy Mother's Day to your wife. And again, happy Mother's Day to my mom, my mother-in-law, my dad's wife, everybody that I know, all the women that have made a difference in my life. I want to remind you that Caneo Valley Days is going on right now over at Caneo Creek Park. We've been giving tickets away for that. Next weekend, we've got the California Jazz and Wine Festival, and that's Sunday, May 18th. We've been giving tickets away for that. We've got more tickets. They've actually kept it going at the Rubicon Theater out here in Ventura. Love, Loss, and What I Wore, so you can win tickets. go to my Facebook and become a fan, Kim Pagano Show. If you missed any part of our show today, you can listen on the kimpaganoshow.com. We're also on iTunes, and I thank you. Remember, we've got tickets to the Strawberry Festival, 17th and 18th. Get your name in for all of our prizes, 419-0008. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And again, let me end the show with a moment of happiness. There is no undertaking more challenging, no response more awesome than being a mother.
Yay.
With that, I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, and I will talk to you next week. Go love yourself, and if not, love somebody else. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I will.